Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen, for joining us today. This is Dr. Youngblood. We welcome you aboard. Looking forward to each day's broadcast that we can involve you, our listening audience, to participate in the program. Let's Face the Issues is a Q&A program, question and answers, where you have the opportunity to call in, ask questions, give answers, have dialogue, discussion, join in the discussion each day. It's our privilege and our desire to have you to participate. So let me say right up front, you can jot the number down, memorize the number. Any day you would like to join in the discussion, you can simply dial 401-1413. That's area code 904-404-1413. You can join in this dialogue and discussion. Love to have you come on board today. We're going to be kind of wrapping up the thought that was started on yesterday's broadcast, where we can get a little deeper into the conversation and the discussion on the subject of socialism versus constitutionalism and Christianity. But ladies and gentlemen, before we get into the depth of our discussion today and open the phone lines for you to call in and join in this dialogue, let me simply suggest that we, each of us, seriously take a moment today, the next few moments, to pray seriously for those in harm's way out in the panhandles of our state here in the wonderful state of Florida. Mega Millions are in storm's way. They are right in the path of the storm coming in. It should come on, make landfall somewhere in the neighborhood of 1 or 2 o'clock, I'm told by the weather people. There are a lot of folks in harm's way. So take a moment and pray for them this morning. Pray for their families. Perhaps you have families, loved ones, folks that you know out there. We've been in contact with a number of those that we know out in that area, that's friends and family members, etc. And so we're in serious prayer that God would give them protection. First of all, I pray that most of them have left the area so that they'd be out of harm's way. But many times people decide, I'm going to stay and protect my home. That's always an enigma, because you stay, and how are you going to protect it if it's a head-on collision with a mighty force as a hurricane? How do you keep the roof on if you're staying huddled inside? And so it's always an enigma to me to see that mindset. And we're told out in the panhandles that the storm surge is going to be between 9 and 13 feet. If you've got a single-story home, that means the water is going to be above the roof. So pray seriously for the safety and protection of those out in harm's way today. And it'll go into tomorrow, and it'll sweep across the lower parts of Georgia and over into South Carolina. So pray for those all in the pathway of the storm. Ladies and gentlemen, we are continuing the broadcast consideration and thoughts from our broadcast yesterday. But before we get into that, let me remind you that what we do on this broadcast is based on the authority of Scripture. You see, many times we make decisions based on our own philosophy, or oftentimes decisions are made based on someone's ideological bent. Many times, especially as Christians, decisions on what is right, what is wrong, what is theological, what is doctrine, what is biblical, is based on denominational dogma, filled with rites, rituals, rules, and regulations. But as we face the issues, we do so, and you've heard me say this so many times if you're a regular listener to this broadcast, that we do so based on the authority of Scripture. You see, I believe that every Christian, every child of God, every saint, everyone that's born again needs to have a central biblicist worldview, a central biblicist worldview. In case you've not heard that term before, that's a term that I coined probably 30 years ago, and I believe that's a term that we need to pick up on and use, a central biblicist worldview. That means we make a decision based on what the Word of God says. Jesus said to his disciples, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free. Ladies and gentlemen, there's no freedom outside the truth of the Word of God. Jesus himself said in John 17:17, thy word is truth. So, ladies and gentlemen, let's stick to that as our motto, as our measure, and for that which is the motive and the mandate in our lives is the truth of the Word of God. Ladies and gentlemen, let me simply repeat for our understanding and edification today. I believe that our nation, the United States of America, I believe that we stand at the very crossroads of the future of our nation. Now, some refer to it as a fork in the road. But if you're driving down the highway, just about every highway has a fork in the road. You take a left, take a right, or you veer off to the left, veer off to the right. Further down the highway you go, the more the turns and the decisions you have to make. And I believe we're at that state in America today, we're at the crossroads. We have witnessed the vile, vicious, destructive tactics from the left, the Democratic Socialists today, and their agenda to destroy Judge Kavanaugh. I don't know about you, but I'm thankful that God gave the victory in that. But to Hillary Rodham Clinton just yesterday and some of her diatribe, where she's come out of the closet, come out from under the shell, and come out into the light again, and she is talking about we've got to restore civility. But yet in her dialogue about restoring civility, she takes up the Maxine Waters mantle and mindset of a destructive philosophy, and it's a divisive philosophy. Ladies and gentlemen, the socialist Democrats want to divide socially. They want to divide economically. They don't want to divide racially. And the way communism / socialism works in a society is by the divisiveness of the totality of society, the destruction of faith and the family and the future and anything dealing with our plans for what God would have us to do, all taken away in the realm of socialism. And that's the track that we're on today in America. This is what we're seeing and what we saw, ladies and gentlemen, with the battle against Judge Kavanaugh is only the tip of the iceberg of what the socialists will do if they have control of our governmental system on November the 6th. Perhaps you're wondering, why am I drilling down on this subject? Why am I so passionate about this subject at this time? Because we've got about 21, 22 days before it is the determining factor of the United States of America and the direction that we're going in. November the 6th is, in fact, an indelible point in time. It is an absolute point of demarcation that we'll decide as a nation, as we the people, we will decide what kind of government we want to have that will rule over us. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, God created government. God created the home. God created the government. God created the family and the church. But I want us to understand, in the creation of government, God did so for the purpose of government to prosecute that which is evil and to protect that which is good. And we found an absolute pendulum swing, a tectonic shift in what government is doing today. And that shift is, ladies and gentlemen, that government is looking at it on the basis under the democratic socialist mantra and the mentality and the ideological philosophy that we need to control every aspect of your life. And what they're doing and what they're advocating out of the Bernie Sanders camp and out of multitudes that are running, in fact, I don't know if you're aware of it or not, but some 100-plus candidates across the nation running on the socialist platform, the socialist agenda, over 100 running on local, state, and national campaigns today. We'll talk about it in a moment, about the governor running for the governorship for the state of Florida. And I'm appalled by his track record and who he is and what he is doing and what his background is. We'll talk about that in a moment. But November the 6th, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to make a choice. Either the constitutional republic of which we now live under, as a result of our founding documents, our founding fathers, that were willing to risk their lives, their families, their future, and their fortunes, and it cost every one of them all of those things. Just to give us the documents that we have today that gives us liberty and security in the United States of America. Yes, we have security in our founding fathers' documents. That security is being rapidly undermined and washed away in the mindset that we have today. Ladies and gentlemen, the scripture is very clear, and I read this on our previous broadcast, but may I be bold enough to do so again today. In Colossians 2, 8, the scripture says, "Beware lest any man spoil you through vain deceit, through philosophies and vain deceit, after the tradition of men and the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ." May I remind us, ladies and gentlemen, we have that very thing taking place today. And as a result of anemic, immature, illiterate believers today that have not gotten into the Word, studied the Word, and placed the Word of God in your heart so that you have a defense against the system in which we're finding ourselves in today. We have so many believers today that believe that somehow, some way, perhaps I'm talking to you, I pray that I am. Perhaps we have so many believers today that believe that we ought not to be worried about the governmental system, that we ought not to be worried about what happens on November the 6th. In fact, I am surprised to find so many that have said, well, I've just decided I'm going to wait it out. I'm just going to not going to take time to vote. I don't need to bother with that evil, wicked system. I'm just going to sit back and relax and watch what happens. Ladies and gentlemen, do you realize in 2012 when we had the second election of Barack Hussein Obama, and you know what that did for America? It was as a result of 51% of the Christians, evangelical Christians, did not vote, did not go out and vote. And so, ladies and gentlemen, we have awakened, I believe, and I believe that we're going to see a red wave. That is, the Republicans gain House seats and gain Senate seats, and not the demise of those. But we can't sit back in lethargy and comfortability and say that we're not going to worry about it. We need to be prepared to vote, ladies and gentlemen, on November the 6th. And may I hastily say, vote conservative. If you're going to go out there and vote, and you're going to vote for a socialist, we're going to look at in just a moment what you're voting for. And by the way, may I be bold enough to say today, if you're a registered Democrat, I ask you to seriously, when you say you're saved, I ask you to seriously pray and check up, see if you're in the faith. Because, ladies and gentlemen, the Democratic platform stands for murder by way of abortion. The Democratic platform stands for sodomite marriage. The Democratic platform stands for the LGBTQ and Planned Parenthood, that is, murder by way of abortion. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't see how any Christian can say, I believe the Bible, I believe in the Lordship of Jesus Christ, I believe we ought to stand as Christians, and then to go and vote on a Democratic ticket. Check up, see if you're saved. Because I've found too many folks that have said, especially in this coming election cycle, where they have said, I'll never again vote on a Democratic ticket. In fact, if that's your position, I'd love to hear from you today. Tell me what's changed your mind. What's motivated you to vote for a conservative, for a Republican? What's motivated you to cease and desist voting for the Democratic ticket? Ladies and gentlemen, Colossians 2:8, as I just read, warns every Christian to be careful of some potential of being lied to and believing that lie and being deceived. Today, ladies and gentlemen, the decline of biblical literacy, multitudes, especially in the millennial age group, the 18 to 35-year-old age group, do not know what socialism really means. Listen to what I'm saying today, ladies and gentlemen. Those that are age group 18 to 35, called the millennials, they've gone through the brainwashing process of the university system, the publicly taxed and paid for college and university system, where there is scholarships and grants provided for most everybody that will make application for them. And so parents think, well, that is wonderful. They're going to be able to get a free ride. That's the term that's used, a free ride, total scholarship, books, tuition, being paid, housing, even food allowance, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And they say that's free, free. There's no such thing as free. Somebody's paying for it. But out of that free ride, the moms and dads so often will place their sons and daughters in these educational incubators where they're simply, it is an incubator for brainwashing and for changing the mindset of the child. One professor said a couple of years ago, and I'm quoting this professor, not me, but a professor, and this professor that said, it is my responsibility to change what mom and dad has placed in the minds and the lives of these kids when they send them off to school. And so the attitude is for these liberal, loose lax, lost liberal, socialist, communist professors, they have the philosophy that we, what mom and dad's taught, in honoring God, loving God, believing the scripture, going to church, being submitted to the Lordship of Jesus Christ, is all just a bunch of bunk, and therefore their responsibility is to brainwash that child. And so often that's exactly what happens. In fact, more often than not, that child will go in, son or daughter with a strong conviction that he believes Christ is going to serve the Lord, take his Bible, and after being beaten up by the professor and jeered at and bullied by the liberals in the classroom, finally that kid decides, I'm just going to go the way of the others and not going to go against the stream of tradition. But ladies and gentlemen, that's the 18 to 35-year-old age group today, and that's the problem. They have no fundamental foundation of what is taught in relationship to U.S. history or state history or world history, so therefore they do not know what socialism is. As one millennial said, I just like free stuff. And so, ladies and gentlemen, I believe that's what it's about. It's about free stuff. But our state and our nation is faced today with the onslaught of absolute socialism that will destroy us. In fact, 57% of the Democratic Party admit that they're socialist. Bernie Sanders' ideological philosophy that says that he wants there to be child care, for example, from 6 weeks old and forward. Do you know what child care from 6 weeks old and falling does? It is taking the socialist agenda where you take that child out of the umbrella of the home and you brainwash that child, and that child becomes the ward of the state, where the child becomes that socialist little mentality that says socialism and communism is the right way of life. Ladies and gentlemen, the Bernie Sanders ideological philosophy literally has permeated the American landscape today. So what is socialism? Why should Christians be concerned about socialism? Let me just give you a good little illustration of that. Back in the first century church, the church had been birthed, Acts chapter 2, Acts chapter 4, and I don't take time to go back and read the text. You can at your leisure. Acts chapter 4, beginning with about verse 32 and following, there was the philosophy that we're going to help everybody in the first century church. And so they sold what they had. They brought it and laid it at the feet of the apostles, the pastors, we'd call it today, and had them to disperse it as everybody had need. And so therefore, as a result of that, you could work and you could provide for everybody while others would sit. And finally, ladies and gentlemen, it was discovered that it would not work. And so, ladies and gentlemen, let's go back to a historical chronological timeline. That was still the first century church. The book of Acts was written approximately A.D. 61, 62, someplace in there. Much of the Apostle Paul's writings was in A.D. 65, 68. Dr. Luke wrote the book of Acts. You get over into Paul's writings in 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 10, 11, and 12, and they were still practicing the socialistic system. And Paul said basically it does not work. And he said in verse 10 of 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, for even when we were with you, past tense, Paul is saying, this was commanded you that if, he said, now while we were with you, we commanded you, past tense, present example in this text, if any would not work, neither should he eat. He says, no work, no wages, no food. Verse 11, then he says, for we hear that there are some which walk among you disorderly, working not at all, but are busybodies. And he goes on to say in the 12th verse, now them that are such we command and exhort by our Lord Jesus Christ, that with quietness that you work and eat their own bread. Ladies and gentlemen, that is still the biblical concept today. A lot of folks that believe that somehow, some way, the church doors should be wide open. The church is supposed to provide food, clothing, and shelter. The church is supposed to have a Texaco gas sign out front where you come by and just do a fill-up. Never mind the fact you're thumbing your nose in the face of God, you disavow God, you refuse to accept Christ as Savior, you laugh at and mock at the church. Ladies and gentlemen, many today are using their EBT cards provided by the liberal state system across the nation, using the EBT cards to buy lotto tickets and to buy porn and other things that are ungodly and unholy, and then we'll go to the church and want you to pay their house payment, pay their JEA bill, and buy the food for them. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm not saying that when there's a serious need, when there is a verifiable, provable need, that there ought to be something done that the church would take part in. But other than that, and that is a rare scenario, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, because we have a governmental system today that under a socialistic mantra and mentality placed everybody under that umbrella, and everybody has a free stuff, if you will. But ladies and gentlemen, I want us to understand under socialism is nothing but communism light. communism like? And we have a candidate running for the governorship of the state of Florida that is an in-your-face socialist slash communist. But ladies and gentlemen, better known as communism like, and it comes out of the Karl Marx and the Vladimir Lenin and the Joseph Stalin and the Adolf Hitler mindset of yesteryear. And this is a system that is anti-family, anti-church, anti-God, anti-freedom. And it all sounds good when they talk about what we can provide for you for free stuff. Ladies and gentlemen, let me emphasize that again. The thing that causes so many people that are illiterate in the world history system, that are illiterate on the standpoint of what is global history and national history, U.S. history, those that are illiterate in that realm will embrace socialism. And this is the reason in our governmental system of education, the governmentally controlled school systems today, that it's so horrific, because it brainwashes our youngsters, sons and daughters and grandkids, into believing that free is good, free stuff is good, and therefore we'll embrace any system that provides me with a $1,000 cell phone, iPhone, that will provide me with free stuff, free education, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And it's nothing free. Somebody pays for it. Ladies and gentlemen, this system is against the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the reason I'm trying to emphasize so heavily our need to vote on November the 6th, and we need to vote for conservative. We don't need to vote for a liberal, left-wing, lunatic, democratic socialist that's going to destroy the state of Florida and the United States of America. Ladies and gentlemen, since the founding of America, faith, family, and freedom has been the bedrock of our society and for our republic. Yet we are watching the candidates come on the scene today openly offering socialism. So let me just ask a question for some of you that perhaps are not aware. Let me remind you, by the way, you can jump in the dialogue and discussion at any point. You can dial 401-1413, 904-401-1413, get you straight through to the studio and to our microphones that we can discuss this. But I'm passionate about this issue, if you can't tell in my voice. I'm passionate about the fact that we have so many today that are unlearned and ignorant and anemic on the reality of world history and what socialism has done. Every nation around the globe, ladies and gentlemen, that's ever embraced socialism, it destroyed them from within. If you don't believe that, look at Cuba, look at Venezuela. In fact, every now and then you see some video footage from out of Cuba. They're still driving the 56, 57 automobiles, 60 and 61 automobiles that they've repaired and repaired and repaired because they can't get anything because of the socialistic, communistic system there. But so what is this about all of these historic figures like Lenin and Stalin and the Karl Marx philosophy and Adolf Hitler? What is it about them? Let me just give you a little rundown. All were anti-God and anti-church and anti-Christian. Each of them destroyed the working class. Freedom of speech was canceled. Freedom of religion destroyed. The confiscation of all personal weapons for self-protection were taken. The control of all means of production and the distribution of crops and farms and productivity were all regulated and controlled. Going to any state where it is under the control of socialism, you can't walk in a Publix, you can't walk in a Kmart, you can't walk in a Winn-Dixie, you cannot walk in any of our major big box stores, whether it's food or clothing, and find the shelves filled with the garments or with food that you can select from and buy. That just doesn't happen in a socialistic system, ladies and gentlemen. You can look at today the leadership of the dictators like Hugo Chavez and Morado, whatever his name, and Morales and Fidel Castro, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You can just simply look at those cities and states and understand the devastation. You find control of everything within that system. Socialism hates the Jewish people. Socialism controls the food and the food chain and who gets fed and who doesn't. The state system decides who is provided for and who cannot be provided for. Just a heads up, ladies and gentlemen, for all of our listeners today, the only thing that protected America from the ravages of socialism to this day is the Bible, the proclamation of the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Our founding fathers and our freedom documents were all our liberties that were codified from the Word of God, the Bible. And ladies and gentlemen, you might say, if that's the case, then why are we so bent on turning against the constitutional system that we have today? It's because we have, listen carefully, ladies and gentlemen, it's because we have so few people today, and perhaps you fall in this category, And if that's so, I urge you to hear me and hear me well. And it's because we have so few people that know the Word of God, that's hidden the Word of God in your heart, that you have a defense system based on the authority of Scripture, based on the authority of God, and not on the authority of government. Our founding fathers and our founding freedom documents and all of our liberties were codified as a result of the Word of God. Our educational system, until the past 50 years, they taught students true U.S. history. Ladies and gentlemen, may I remind us, 40% of millennials today want socialism. 57% of the Democrats are socialists today, and they admit so themselves. Here's an article, ladies and gentlemen, that says, Nazism, fascism, and socialism are all rooted in communism. And this document says this. Speaking of Karl Marx, says he was searching for a, quote, a society in which people were able to trade freely. He proposed that after capitalism would come the stage of socialism, then followed by full communism. This article further says the idea that communist regime would use absolute power or the socialist dictator over the people to destroy all values, to destroy all religion, to destroy all institutions and all traditions, which would theoretically lead to the communist utopian ideals. And ladies and gentlemen, that's what we see headed for us like a train coming toward us even at this very moment. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to vote November the 6th. And we have in the state of Florida two candidates, Ron DeSantis that's running for governor, and we have Andrew Gillum that's running. Andrew Gillum is running as a failed mayor from Tallahassee. He's 39 years old. He is a proud in-your-face socialist with socialist beliefs. He is presently under investigation by the FBI for political corruption in his mayoral responsibilities in Tallahassee. Gillum's platform as a candidate for governor is simply this. Let me just give you the platform for Andrew Gillum that's running for governor in the state of Florida. He is a socialist, ladies and gentlemen. He is a full-fledged socialist. He wants free Medicare, medical assistance, medicine for everyone. He wants free education for all. He said Florida would become a sanctuary state. He is for canceling ICE, that is the Border Patrol and the border security for the United States of America. He said he would institute a Florida state income tax. Florida's never had an income tax, state income tax. He's wanting to institute a Florida income tax for personal income tax. He will raise the business taxes by $1 billion, his words, not mine, about 40%, he said. He is 100% against allowing the Stand Your Ground laws to continue to be in place. He's 100% against President Donald J. Trump's policies. Gillum is for the LGBTQ, transgender, sodomite, special rights agenda for our state and for America. Gillum is for legalized recreational marijuana use. He feels that marijuana should be utilized by everyone. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, he also is looking at it from a tax base of being able to raise revenue. In other words, destroy the family, destroy the home in order to raise revenue for the wiles to be played within our state under the socialistic government that he would have. Gillum will fund Planned Parenthood. Gillum recently had former member or present member of his staff. Ladies and gentlemen, this is something that is absolutely mind-boggling. A member of his staff has come out and politically identified an ongoing relationship with Gillum. And he happens to be a male, ladies and gentlemen, if you get what I'm saying. And I'm not even going to read the article. It gets too raw and wretched to read. But I've got the article here talking about the one that's come out of the closet and announced publicly of his relationship with Andrew Gillum. This is the type of person that we have running for the governorship of the state of Florida, ladies and gentlemen. And he comes across smooth. But listen, ladies and gentlemen, he is being funded by the millions upon millions of dollars from the George Soros organization. And George Soros has a goal of destroying America's borders and destroying the American economic system and destroying American governance system. That is the George Soros goal that he's used around the globe. And he's also being funded out of the Bernie Sanders coffers of the Bernie Sanders Political Action Committee that has mega millions of dollars in it. Ladies and gentlemen, this is dangerous for the state of Florida. And ladies and gentlemen, we must vote. We must not sit back and say, let someone else do it. You see, socialism produces class warfare. It demonizes the rich. It destroys incentives to work. It produces lethargy and causes everyone to be susceptible to leaning on the government. Here's an article that says, will Americans succumb to the sin of socialism? And this article, I'll read you a brief paragraph. Has America finally been outflanked by 50 years of educational dumbing down and academic indoctrination? Further, it states here, socialism is a fool's paradise. That is to say, it's promising dream that always ends in misery, not often, not usually, but 100% of the time. So, ladies and gentlemen, I urge you, I beg you, I plead with you today, as Christians, sit up, stand up, be salt and light, be willing and ready and able to vote on November the 6th and vote yes on Ron DeSantis, vote no on Andrew Gillum. And ladies and gentlemen, let me simply tuck in also on all 13 of the constitutional amendments, say no, 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 not on my watch will we change our Constitution so radically. Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen, for joining us today. Looking forward to meeting you on the air even tomorrow as once again we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, located just 1 mile south of I-295. You are invited to worship with them 9:30 a.m. Sunday for Bible study, 10:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship service, 7 p.m. Sunday evening worship service, or 7 p.m. Wednesday fellowship meal Bible study, prayer, Bible Q&A, and updates on issues facing our city, state, and country. Tune in again for another Let's Face the Issues broadcast. Also tune in this same station Saturday mornings at 9 for expository Bible preaching by Dr. Youngblood. Remember, a rebroadcast of this program can be heard every evening, 9 p.m. on AM 1600 and 100.3 FM. Tune in and invite others to listen.